Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Rosalind?
This is Rosalind.
This is Richard Austin calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
This is Richard Austin, project manager. Your project manager. How are you?
I'm fine, Richard.
So, how is it going?
It's not going as I was expecting. I was promised by Max that a guy named Frank was going to call me on Friday, and we were supposed to get certain components put in place, and he was supposed to send me the edited version of the book, but he never called. He said he's going to call in 15 minutes, and I let 15 minutes pass, 30 minutes pass, an hour pass, 2 hours pass, and nobody reached out. Max didn't even call me back and say, hey, he won't be able to call you. It's the fact that, you know what bothers me is the fact that when I was expected to do certain things, I did that. And it's like Max has excuses for everything. Everything that's not going right, he has an excuse. The system for communication, it got shut down. And I'm like, but a text to my cell phone, an email saying we're having technical difficulties.
Rosalind,
I would have understood.
I can explain it to you. See, Max maybe missed the name. This is Richard who is going to call you. I tried to call you on Friday. You received a call. I can receive your voice, but my voice was unable to reach you. Did you remember? I tried to call you on Friday two times. You pick up the call, but my voice was unable.
Yes.
To reach you. Yeah.
Yes. I didn't know why we couldn't connect. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I apologize.
And right now, I tried to solve this issue, and right now I'm calling you. So, I'm really sorry for the inconveniences that you bothered. I'm really sorry for that. So. There will be no issues from my end now, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Can I just get inside? And it's not your fault. I've got a lot of personal things going on, and I was just on the phone with my sister. You know, just feeling like I'm not valued in my family. Just feeling like I'm not valued. And so I don't have biological children. So I don't have a child that would make sure I was okay.
Please don't
and
be
so
sad.
I was just, I can't help but to be sad because I've just been taking care of my Nana. She's 92. She has Alzheimer's dementia. The quality of her life is just going every day. It's just gotten worse. And I've just taken care of her for a half a day. She's just not in a good state of mind.
I'm sorry.
I'm just
no
very
worries.
Frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make a difference in this world by making sure that book is relevant and is able to do what I know that it's supposed to do, and that's give people hope in God again.
Yeah.
And so,
you don't need to worry about that, and I want to say that this shall too pass. So you don't.
Yeah, this too shall pass.
Don't need to worry
Amen.
About that. Everything will be okay. All right?
Yes.
Okay, so I call you to fill the form to proceed further with social media marketing. Are you with me so that we can fill the form?
I need to just go. I'm in the parking lot. I just need 5 minutes to walk inside, turn my laptop on, and can I call you back at this number? Because I just need 5 minutes. That's it.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, I'll call you right
number.
Back. Yes,
okay.
Give me 5 minutes. I'm headed in the house now. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be waiting for you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.